This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've come to that time in the television calendar when networks go all out to hawk their new seasons to potential advertisers. It's all very upbeat with various Kardashians on various red carpets and Jimmy Fallon cracking jokes. You know how it goes. Behind the scenes, though, there have been some tougher-than-usual negotiations over digital. Who gets to stream what and when? You, the viewer and consumer, figure prominently here because this is really all about what shows you can binge-watch and when you can binge-watch them. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour got that one.
To all of you out there who don't watch TV shows one episode at a time, but instead spend an entire Sunday glued to your screens, motionless, emotionally numb, bits of pretzels casually accumulating in your sheets, watching entire seasons at a time, well, you are causing a huge fight in TV world.
Definitely a lot of negotiation and conflict.
Ashwin Naveen is with Samba TV. They do TV analytics. So traditionally, when a network bought a show from a studio, it could broadcast the season's episodes, but it couldn't put them all up on their website for you to stream and binge watch. Why was it this way? Because your bloodshot, binging-addicted eyeballs are valuable.
What, you know, studios would like to do is preserve as much audience as possible to sell to other distributors downstream.
Studios want to sell shows to TV networks to broadcast, and then later they want to sell the same shows to streaming services like Netflix for bingers and latecomers. But these days, networks want it all. They want to broadcast a season and stream it, all of it, at the same time. Sue Akins directs UCLA Law's Ziffrin Center.
They don't want people waiting a year, cord-cutting, and saying, I'll just get a Netflix subscription, and then I'll wait and binge-watch it.
Networks are using all of their muscle in negotiations with studios to get the rights to let you binge-watch current seasons now, with their ads, of course. And so far, the networks, like ABC and NBC, have been pretty successful. If that continues, says Eric Brannon with IHS Media,
it's very safe to say that the networks are going to win.
Despite everything you've heard about the decline of network TV, their checks are still fat enough that they can dictate some rules. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.